Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 17. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 17th is reflect on a time in your life when you achieved something which was not easy and required a lot of effort and commitment. Analyze how the results would have been different if you would have put in half the effort and commitment to the project. Determine if there is a current project, situation, or relationship in your life where you need to invest more effort and commitment. And today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking excellence. I graduated as the valedictorian of my high school class. Seeking excellence by giving my best effort in the classroom was always important to me. My older brother and both sisters had also been valedictorians, and at one point my sophomore year, I even attempted to not try as hard. I ended up getting a B+ in my English class, but I realized that giving less than my best was not in my DNA. It wasn't the fact that I got a B+. It was the fact that inside I knew I hadn't given my best effort. When I got to college, I majored in history. And I remember my favorite class my first semester was my United States history class. I was disappointed when I got a B on my first test because I had put a lot of effort into studying for it. But the professor gave me some good feedback. It was a matter of staying focused on the essay question and explaining how a broad range of causes contributed to the event. And I was able to get A's on the rest of my tests in that class. But it was a different situation with my composition class. We probably had to write 6 essays throughout the semester, and when we went through the normal process of writing a rough draft, meeting with the professor and getting feedback, and then writing a final draft, after each meeting to discuss my rough drafts, I would try to take the professor's suggestions and use them to improve my essay. But each time it didn't seem to be good enough, and I got a B on every essay. The professor had told us it was her first year of teaching, and I wondered if she thought she needed to be tough and not give out A's so her class didn't appear easy. I was actually putting time in and trying to make improvements and corrections. It wasn't like I just turned in the same thing from my rough draft for my final one. I still remember the final essay we had to write that semester was on the novel My Antonia by Willa Cather. All I can remember about the book is that it was about the experience of a girl and frontier life on the Great Plains of Nebraska in the 1800s. And I can't remember the slightest thing what I wrote about the novel. But here's what I do remember. I remember making some corrections to my initial draft after meeting with the professor. And then I remember going over my draft again, and something inside me to keep me pushing for more. I kept rereading my draft, and I kept coming up with new ideas and going deeper into my analysis. It was after midnight by the time I finished all my revisions. And I remember being very satisfied with the effort and commitment I had put into it. I didn't know what grade I would end up getting, but I knew I had given it my best shot. I got an A on that final paper, and I remember feeling really good about the positive comments on my essay from the professor. But what gave those comments value was the character I invested in the process of writing the essay. People can say nice things to us, but if deep down we know we didn't really make an investment of character, then those words are pretty hollow. I still ended up getting a B+ overall for that first semester composition class. But an interesting situation happened during my second semester composition class. I had a different professor, and I never had to write a second draft. Every time I went in to meet with him, he loved my writing so much, he said I didn't even need to write a second draft. I couldn't believe it. Did my writing improve that much over Christmas break? Maybe that last paper during the first semester really taught me a lot. I tend to think it was more about the subjectivity that sometimes comes with writing and other creative endeavors. But at the end of the day, that B+ from the first semester was much more valuable to me than the A I received the second semester. Why? Because of the character I've invested in the process. As I write my current middle grade novel, I do remember the second professor's comments, and I think that some people may not think my writing is good enough, and some people are going to love my writing. But when I combine that with my first experience from my first semester of composition, I think that either way I need to give it my best shot and go deeper and give more. And some people may still only give it a B, or maybe even worse. But people's opinions are my external story, and I have no control over that. But I do have control over my internal story, and making the effort and commitment to giving it my best shot will always help me to seek excellence. Now, how can this relate to our roles as teachers and coaches? As I reflect on my experience of working with young people, I have found that some of the relationships and experiences I put the most effort and commitment into didn't get results right away, at least not external results. And I have found that sometimes the seeds we plant with our students and athletes don't reap a harvest for 5, 10, maybe 20 years. Seeking excellence is all about continuing to give it our best shot and knowing that the most important results, both for ourselves and the young people we work with, are the internal results of the character skills we build. And I'm confident those internal results would not have been near as good if I had contributed less effort and commitment. So how about you? Is there an example from your life where you are proud of a result, either external or internal, because of the effort and commitment you put into the project? Is there a current project, situation, or relationship where you need to invest more effort and commitment? I challenge you to seek excellence in your work as a teacher or coach and know that you may or may not get external results, but you can always get internal results. Thanks for joining us on the 1% Leadership Podcast. Until next time, enjoy seeking excellence as you write your own story. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's JONBARTHbooks.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.